Thoughts are all you Too Much Rock podcast number 31. I'm your host, Sid Satter, and we started things off this week with Built to Spill. That was a song called Liar off their new album, You in Reverse, that came out on April 11th of this year on Warner Brothers. The album itself is very solid, very good, lots of winking guitar solos, because that's what Doug Marsh does best, but that song there is a brilliant pop number, and light and jangly and good for summer. I am good for summer as well, feeling much better than I was last week, and it is sunny and nice outside, and I put on shorts for the first time this year, so yay for Boston weather today. It rains tomorrow. But so I'm chatty this time, and my voice isn't too bad, so prepare for a long podcast. We may stretch all the way to 35 minutes this time. It could be crazy. I've got a lot of music for you this time, so let me go ahead and start something off here. We're going to continue with Norfolk and Western. Play the song We Were All Saints. This is off of their Gilded Age EP, or kind of, I don't know, almost an album. It's pretty long. This came out on Hush Records in April of this year. The band is based out of Portland, and it used to be just kind of like the solo effort of Adam Selzer, but he's rounded that lineup up for the last album in this EP, and including Rachel Bloomberg, formerly of the Decemberists, the singing orphanage kind of vocals and drummer for the band. And you can definitely tell some of that influence. So let's go ahead and start there and run with We Are All Saints from Norfolk and Western.
Took us a while to embrace the idea that he'd never left or had science or someone else lied.
The Sexy Accident with the song Starling. That's from their album Tourism, a self-released record out of a band from Kansas City, Missouri. Came out this April. They sent that to me, and I enjoy that song. The album itself has some ups and downs, and the lyrics sometimes are a bit hokey. It definitely feels like a Kansas City record, though, so we'll keep an eye on the Sexy Accident and figure out where they're going. Before that, we played Norfolk and Western, the song We Are All Saints. Band Adam Selzer and Rachel Bloomberg, and I think somebody else there in the band as well, but those are the two definitely driving things forward. Coming up next, I've got a band called The Photo Atlas. The song I'm going to play is called The Walls Have Eyes, and the album is No, Not Me, Never, released on Morning After Records sometime in 2006. I don't remember exactly when. They're out of Denver, so, you know, about 8 hours west of Kansas City. It's a, you know, a Great Plains sort of thing. right, a set there entirely inspired by 1981, evidently. That was Radio 4 with Grass is Greener from their album Enemies Like This. That came out on May 18th on Astroworks Records. The Brooklyn band was pretty much the first over the wall for the dance punk sort of post-punk revival, so you gotta give them credit there. And that track there shows a bit of progression beyond their standard Gang of Four ripoff sort of thing. All that said, I love to see them every time they come to town, and I do dance my legs down to the knees there. Before that was the Photo Atlas with the song The Walls Have Eyes. While Gang of Four may have been early over that wall, the Photo Atlas was late, but don't hold that against them, because that album is fantastic. It's very solid from start to finish. So if you're into that sound, they do it very well, and check them out. Shifting gears wildly, I'm going to play something by Bobby Baby. This is a song, I Won't Dance With You, off of her album Loves to Dance. Came out May 19th on Red Letter Day Records. Probably not in the States, though. She's from Malmo, Sweden. Actually, she is Ella Bixt, I believe, is her real name. But she performs as Bobby Baby, and we're going to play this song, I Won't Dance With You. Thank you. was Holland with the song Amateurs and Teens from the album Your Orgasm. That came out in 1997, though I just picked that up this week after hunting forever, actually. I'm not sure why, because I found it in a bargain bin for $1.99, but it took me forever to find it. That is Trevor Campman, I believe, was Holland, and I don't think he's continuing that project anymore. I was first introduced to the band with a single on Audio Information Phenomena, I think was the name of the label. Great label that has since folded, but had some brilliant, brilliant stuff on there and was way ahead of their time, as was Holland. I mean, that was 1997, and that was well before anyone had heard of the Postal Service, including the members, of course. Before that, we played Bobby Baby, the song I Won't Dance With You. That album, called Love to Dance, is very good. Actually, I think it's an EP, but is excellent, very C86, to use the term in vogue, I suppose, but it's light and poppy and wonderful. Outside my window, you hear a variety of buses and whatnot as the kids get out of school here at like 1:17. Does it seem a little odd to you? I don't know. And they don't go in that early. I don't know. I hope they go year-round to make up for it, because I know I didn't get out to like 3. I definitely got cheated there. Speaking of cheated, we're running out of time here, so I don't get to play everything I'd like for you. I got one more track I'm going to play, but before that, let me tell you, you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast. This was number 31. I'm your host, Sid Souter. And you can find more information about Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. And the premise, again, is I haven't said that in a few weeks, is I just play every week what I bought or what I got. So whatever it is that I get, if I take a chance on it, you're going to have to take a chance on it too. And this week, we were all winners. I found a lot of great stuff. A couple of things were sent to me, a few things that I picked up in bargain bins, and a few new things there as well. So we're all winners this week with what I play. And I want to give some honorable mentions, or kind of. I'm not really playing everything I get, because I do get some things that just don't make sense here. For example, I have a fetish for Viking metal. Wouldn't fit very well in between Bobby Baby and, say, Built to Spill. Wouldn't work. Wouldn't work with Bobby Bear either, though. So, bands like Insafurum, Windir, Amon Amroth, Dimmu Borgir, Immortal, Emperor, and even Iron Maiden, which I picked up last week, replacing my cassette copy of Peace of Mind with an excellent CD, just don't make it to the podcast. Also, kind of things I pick up that are old, that typically I don't make it in. For example, in the last month I've picked up Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, Darkness on the Edge of Town, and The River, but I won't force you to listen to any of that, or make you listen to Johnny Cougar's debut, The Chestnut Street Incident, which I picked up in Chicago last week at one of the excellent music stores there. And occasionally I have something that's just so bizarre that I can't make it onto the podcast, and that the only thing that's happened this year that way is the new Windy and Carl two CD set. One CD is Dreamhouse, the other is Dedications to a Flea, which is their dog, or to Flea rather, which is their dog, or was their dog, I suppose. But it's just so long and drawn out and atmospheric, it just doesn't make any sense. Nobody wants to listen to that. But anyway, truth in advertising there. So that's everything that I've gotten that maybe I didn't make you listen to. What I'm going to make you listen to now, the final song, is from Deadbolt. I got this record last week sent to me from some promotion company. Who knows? Thank you, whoever it was. And the song I'm going to play is Telephone the Dead. And the album is I Should Have Killed You. It came out of October of last year. And this San Diego band's been around for a few years with their own blend of kind of country and surf and horror. It's kind of like a Johnny Cash meets the Misfits. It's, but surfier. I don't know. Anyway, it's fun stuff, if not something that I typically listen to. So that's why it plays last. Something for you to think about after the podcast goes silent. Thank you very much for listening to Too Much Rock. This is Deadbolt.
They found them later that day, in a circle with analog delay, with wires attached to their head, trying to telephone the dead. One man had the look of terror in his face, while one guy just simply stared off into space. Hitler's theories were evil, they said. Should never try to telephone the dead.
Ding 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 ding.
His dialing finger lay severed on the ground, and smoking in his forehead was this symbol of the pound.
Sheriff clipped the warm telephone cord. He found it wired to a Ouija board.
Ding ding, ring ling ding ding, ring ding ling ding ding.
Over there.
Ring ding ling ding.
Turn the telephone on the dead.
Operator.
Try to telephone the dead.
Can I get the number to?
Try to telephone the dead.
Ring ding ding
ding ding.
Ring ding 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 ring ring.
Telephone the dead.